ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वता स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना हृदय अन्तोऽस्ति भद्राणि विनोति सुरत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 वर्स नंबर 4। नूनं प्रमत्ते कुरुते विकर्म यद् इन्द्रिया प्रियतया आपनोति न साधु मन्ये यत आत्मनो अयम् असन् अपि क्लेशत आसदेह। नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते विकर्मा यद् इन्द्रिया प्रियता आपनोति न साधु मन्ये यत आत्मनो अयम् असन् अपि क्लेशत आसदेह। नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते विकर्मा यद् इन्द्रिया प्रियतो आपनोति न साधु मन्ये यत आत्मनो अयम् असन् अपि क्लेशत आसदेह। नूनं प्रमत्ता नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते विकर्म यदिन्द्रिया प्रीतया आपृणोति माताजी। नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते विकर्म यदिन्द्रिया प्रियतया आपनोति न साधु मन्ये यदात्मनो असन्नपि क्लेशदासदेह। नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते विकर्म न जयन्द्रिया प्रीत्या अनुपदेन Word to word meaning, Nunam, indeed, Pramatta, mad, Kurute, performs, Vikarma, sinful activities, forbidden in the scriptures, Yat, when, Indriya, Pritaye, for sense gratification, Apnoti, engages, Na, not, Sadhu, befitting, Maniye, I think, Yata, by which, Atmana, of the soul, I am, this, Asan, being temporary, Api, although, Kleshada, giving misery, Asa, became possible, Deha, the body. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Srila Prabhupada. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport: begging, borrowing and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse because such consciousness leads one to dark, hellish conditions. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it is said, Asango hi ayam purusha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body. Om Agyanti Nandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagaragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagalalita Shri Vishakavitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishbanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very often quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada in so many of his lectures. I was just seeing this. He has quoted this in so many places. So this is very important for us. So those who have have come for the first time or are new, I'll just tell where we are. So we are in Canto 5, chapter number 5. The chapter name is Lord Rishabhdev's teachings to his son. So Lord Rishabhdev is teaching to his 100 sons about the importance of human life and different instructions he gives. So first three verses in this from 4 to 6, the first three verses are important of human life, and then how to end the transmigration cycle is the 4th to 6th verse, and then the cutting knots of illusion. So we saw in last few days that how human life is not for sense gratification for the divine, but for divine austerity. So first was Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Nirloke Kashtan Kamam Arate with Pujam Ye Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Sattvam Shuddhayet Yasmat Brahma Saukhyam Tu Anantam. So one who has been awarded this human form of life should not work hard simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs or hawks that eat stool. One should engage in austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service, by which one's heart is purified and which leads to infinite happiness in relation to the Lord. So this was first verse. And then what is the cause of this bondage or liberation was given the second verse. And then the qualities of devotees were given third verse. And now fourth verse, we are at what we are reading now, is how sangratan is leading to perpetual transgression. So one may think that if sense gratification leads to bondage, then we can do pious activities and thereby either we can use it for other good things, or we can contract the sense gratification which we are doing. So next verse, it's said that both the sin and piety leads to bondage. So if one does piety also, he has to come here again and enjoy that piety, and therefore both are not good. So even pious actions lead to samsara and suffering, but all karmas, be they pious or sinful, can be destroyed by jnana. And then how the mind can be subdued by karma. And then it said that sense gratification is useless and learned men should not get into this. And the attraction between male and female creates a double knot. So the easiest way of coming out of is the which is called in second verse, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahor Vimuktas Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam Mahantasya Samachitta Pashanta Vinamaya Surada Sadhoye. So it said that service to Mahatmas opens doors to liberation, and association of womanizers opens doors to elevated condition of life. So this Mahatmas are one who will help us to go forward in our life. And what are the qualities of Mahatmas? Are they are equipoised, samachitta, they are devoid of anger, they are peaceful, pashanta, friendly to all, surada and sadhu, do not find faults. So this theme is repeated in so many places in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam also, that association leads one to either higher destinations or can lead to downfall. So we'll just see some of the places where this sense gratification has been told and how it is not very good for us. So we see Bhagavad Gita second chapter, the stages of downfall due to uncontrolled mind or sense gratification given in verse number 60-63. Dhayate vishaya pumsam sangaste supajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodo vijayate krodat bhavati sammoha sammohat smriti vibrama smriti vibrama smriti brahmasat buddhi nasho buddhi nashat pranashyati. So he said dhayate vishaya pumsam, while contemplating sense objects. So generally it starts with contemplation. When we see some sense objects, one develops attachment for them. So this is a very common thing. Whatever we see, we survey with our eyes. So eyes are the main culprit for developing sense gratification for us majorly. And other things also follow. So like an example, if somebody is addicted to gulab jamuns, which is not good for him. Addicted means it's not good, but he wants it. So first thing is he will see that somebody's gulab jamun is there, and then he will smell, and then again the smell will revive the old consciousness which he had for gulab jamun, and then he will taste and it will be very bad. So first is, he will contemplate on the sense of it, oh, how it is good, and then develop attachment for it. So then he will develop attachment, and from that attachment develops lust that I want this for my sense gratification. And if thus it is not fulfilled, then anger arises that, oh, I do not got it. And from anger, he is deluded, and that is, there is loss of discrimination, what should be done and not. And from that delusion, the memory is bewildered. And when memory is lost, intelligence is lost, and then one falls down again to the material ocean. So this is a sequence in this, how things go. And we see in the case of Ajamil also, how all these things happen, and he fall down into again. He was a very good family background he had, and he had very good qualities, but due to the contemplation he fell down. So again, in chapter number 3 also, Arjuna asked Krishna the same question, verse number 36. O descendant of Vrishni, by what one is impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if forced, Baladeva. So it is told that a living entity, as part and parcel of Supreme, is original, spiritual, pure and free from all material contaminations. Therefore, by nature, he is not subject to sins of material world. So Arjuna asks Krishna about the perverted nature of living entities who act in sin, as if instigated by someone. Now Krishna explains what is instigated behind the jiva's sinful action. So Krishna gives the answer that Kamesha Krodesha Rajoguna Samudbhavam Mahashano Mahapapam Vaityanam Ivainam. Lust, which is born of mode of passion and when unsatisfied turn into anger, mode of ignorance, is the all devouring sinful enemy of this world that instigates one to commit sin. Please know that. So the problem is lust, and how does this come is, it is because of our misuse of mind independence which we get. And it's also covered in the 3 degrees, which is there in next verse. And next he tells us that lust is never satisfied. It's very important, because most of people, if we see today's world, all the advertisements which they do, which is made, is gradually towards how to increase lust, or how to go in that direction, how to increase attachments and all. So it is thought that you should enjoy this thing, you should enjoy gives pleasure, enjoyment gives you so much pleasure. This is what is advised in today's industry. But if we see Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, it says that lust is never satisfied if we do more and more, or if we engage in more. So thus the wise person's pure conscience is covered by eternal enemy Nitya Varina in the form of lust, Kama Rupena, which is never satisfied, Dushpurena, by any amount of sense enjoyment, just as fire is never extinguished by a constant supply of fuel. So if we supply fuel to the fire, it will never ever be extinguished. So lust is like this. If we enjoy more and more material things, like if we eat something which is tasty, so next time also we like to eat more, then third day, fourth day, it will have form an habit. And this is how people exploit today other, like they have so many chips and vapors and so many things they produce which is tasty, and so many kids and adults, they get addicted to so many things, like so many things. So, and by eating, they are more addicted. And after sometimes we see that because of this, there are so many diseases come, and but they cannot stop eating. Ultimately, they go through various sufferings, but it's very difficult to get out. And therefore, Krishna gives where this lust is located. So he says, in senses, mind and intelligence are the seats of lust. So these 3 things, indriya, the senses, the mana, mind and intelligence, are the sitting places. And through them, lust covers one's real knowledge and bewilders him. So because of this, our knowledge is covered. And then the enemy has captured strategic position in the body. Lusty intelligence influences the soul to acquire the false ego. and identify itself as matter, thus with the material mind and senses. Then how to conquer lust? Because this is how we know that lust has conquered. So by first regulating the senses. So one should curb this great symbol of sin, lust, in the very beginning and slay disturbed knowledge by self-realization. So how could we conquer it? So the enemy lust can be conquered by conquering its shelters, the senses, mind and intelligence, which are respectively increasing difficult to conquer. The senses may be difficult to control, but they are easier to conquer than other items, mind and intelligence. Therefore, first the senses should be conquered, conquered by regulation. By restricting senses, after some time the mind will become freed of lust. So if we see so many verses come in Bhagavatam also, which say how to regulate the senses. So this is the thing it is given, that one should first control the senses. So this is the first thing which should be done. And this we see in Ambarish Maharaj's case, Savai Mano Padaravindar. He says that how all the senses should be engaged, and he gives different examples how the mind should be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, the hand should be touching the feet of the Lord, the sense, the nose should be smelling the flowers offered to the Lord, the tongue should be tasting the prasad of the Lord and vibrating Lord's name, and in this way the eyes should see the form of the Lord, and ears we should use for hearing the Krishna Katha. So in this way, what we should be do is control our senses first. If the senses are engaged in very purposeful things, then they will not go astray, and in this way, slowly and gradually, if the senses are controlled, then we can work on mind and intelligence also. So one should not try to conquer our mind and intelligence first, because they are more powerful than the senses. So first we should work on senses and then on mind and the intelligence. And we should study the mind with deliberate spiritual intelligence. So this is how we should do. We should read scriptures and chant the mantras. Especially the holy name, which we do daily. So in this way, our mind and intelligence can be controlled. And actually, we should understand that sense enjoyments ultimately are stressful. So however sense enjoyment may do, ultimately it will cause distress only. And we see in this also again in chapter 5, verse 22. यही संस्पर्शा जाप होगा दुख योनय एवते आदि अंतवंत कौनते नातेषु रमत बुद्ध. The enjoyment arising from the contact of senses with sense objects is source of distress. Such pleasure have a beginning and end, O Arjuna, so the wise man does not delight in them. So such pleasures have a beginning and end. We should understand that any pleasure which comes with the contact of sense with the sense objects is a source of distress. And we have ample examples in the material world also. Whatever gives us pleasure first will give pain afterwards. This is the law of material nature. And we see so many places and so many things. Like we may like to eat so many sweets, but after some time the doctor says that you cannot eat now because you have diabetes and so many things. Like this... a man likes the company of a woman and woman likes the company of man. But we know all movies says that after marriage they lived peacefully together, happily. But never we see the case that first initial years are good, but after some years there are so many misunderstandings, struggles and quarrels. And so many times there are divorce also. So that should be not the case. So what should we do is tolerate agitation till the end of life. If one is able to tolerate till the end of giving up life, the urges of senses arising from desire and anger, he is well situated and happy in this world. So if one wants to become happy, one should tolerate the sense urges and not gratify them. So it is the senses should be, we should do self maintain and self preservation, not sense gratification. So preservation is allowed, so for that we can take whatever is needed, but not sense gratification, because it is not helpful. And therefore what we should do is understand that everything is meant for the Lord, and everything is for the Lord, and He is the main enjoyer. And that is the peace formula which is given even in this chapter, verse number 29, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhradam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantir Yajati. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He is the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifice and austerities, an object of worship of Karma Yogi and Jnana respectively. And then He is the supreme proprietor of all the planets and demigods. So it is not that whatever we see, we are the proprietor. It is the Supreme Lord who is the proprietor. And He is not only the proprietor and enjoyer, He is also the well-wisher of all living entities. So He is the supreme well-wisher, and by instructing on bhakti, so one who knows this, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Krishna is the supreme proprietor and supreme well-wisher, will attain peace in this world, and no one else will attain peace. So this is a very simple formula, if we can use this. And there are some simple tips we can use to avoid lust. Lust means anything which we think that can use in our service or we can enjoy instead of God. So first of all, we should control our eyes. We should not survey repeatedly looking here and there. So eyes are the main culprit, whatever it may be. And second is, we should not think of whatever we saw. Like if we see gulab jam, we should not think of how tasty it is, how we would like, or mangoes nowadays. We should not think of what we saw. And afterwards, we should not meditate on it or reflect on it. So if we meditate on the things, reflect on the things, then it will be difficult for us to keep away from the things. So therefore, we should keep safe distance. And we should avoid exposure. So if we know that something is going to activate the craving for that thing, we should better keep safe distance, avoid exposure for that, and take proactive steps to stay pure. That means we should not go in a place where such things are happening. Like if somebody is addicted to wine or liquors, and he should definitely not go to liquor houses or some places, or should not meet friends who are addicted to that, because what will happen is it will act as uddipan for that thing, and one will not be able to stop the things. Second, one should remember the pain of past indulgence. So whenever we do something wrong, we have some pain. But the energy of the Lord is so great that He again put us into illusion. So after some time, again we forget that there was some pain in that activity. And therefore, we should remember that we should remember the pain which we had. Like I know, so many years back, I had a constant throat problem. And I was asked by doctors not to eat certain things because it will sore throat. And because I speak a lot, so it needed to be done. But then, as soon as I saw the things I would eat, and afterwards I would eat, why I have eaten these things? And again I would take medicines, the injection and all, then again it will go. Then again after some days I will forget that I should not eat, then again I will eat. So this process goes on, and because the maya is so strong that you will forget the pain, and after the thing has happened, I will say, next time I will not do, but again it will happen. As if by force it will go on. So it takes a long time. Then pain of regret, pain of future reaction. So what will I get? Like if somebody has that he cannot control tongue, and he has eating of so many heads, and there's so many pain, like pain of public image. Once there was one devotee, who was going through a train and he was eating vada pav. So many other devotees saw and they complained that how can this devotee who is of so much stature, so many years he has passed in Krishna and still he doesn't he eats vada pav from outside stalls and all. So this is fear we should have of bad public image. But then later the devotee clarified that he took from authentic sources made from devotees. But because of paucity of time, he could not take that time, and then while train was moving, he could take that. So we should have this pain of bad public image, especially when we are devotees. Like so many people tell me that we do, that is okay. But if you, in this dress, you are representing Krishna, if you do something wrong, if you speak something which is harsh, then it's not good for you. How can you speak like this? Or how can you think or talk like this? We do not expect this from you. So this is what bad public image we should be careful of. Then pain of displeasing Guru and Krishna. So this is also we should think that what Guru and Krishna says in Shastra and what we do because of our lusty propensities which we have. So this will be plain that how we can defy Guru. We have promised Guru that will be rectified. We have promised Krishna, and so how to, we should have that displeasing pain. And then pain of poor performance in progressive prayer to counselor. So sometimes we are being told or asked to give reports to counselors and how far we have progressed in devotion service year after year. So actually we should prepare if we are not, and should present also if we get an opportunity. So in this also there is a pain that, oh, I have not progressed. So many devotees who have come after me have progressed so much and I have still not progressed. So such type of pain will help us to get out of bad habit. And pain of not making progress. So in initial years it's very easy to see if we are progressing or not, because if we go from 2 rounds to 4 rounds is progress, 4 rounds to 8 rounds, 8 to 16. We start for following the four regulatory principles, going to temple and attending seminars and so many things. But after some time, when these all things are done, we get initiated, then it's difficult for us to see if we are progressing or not. Then the internal journey starts, and then it starts at how we are developing inner qualities like more of goodness, then tolerance, humility, cleanliness, then all the other qualities which are there. So we should have pain that, oh, I have not developed this quality, and sometimes I get angry and all the things. So we should have this pain that, oh, I am not progressing. And this way we should make a firm resolve that we'll give up this lusty propensity. And lust is binding and illusory, and it cannot satisfy our real self soul. So let us understand one thing, one fundamental thing. The whole problem is the problem of identity. The problem of lust occurs because we identify ourselves with this body and not with the soul. Actually, we are the spirit soul. But because we cannot, or we are not constantly reminded that we are the spirit soul, or even if reminded, we cannot remember at every moment that we are the spirit soul and we are not this body. There's a whole problem this lust occurs. If we are on the platform of the soul, then the problem of lust will never occur, because soul is self-satisfied, is always in Anand Chat, Sachidan is these qualities. So therefore, if we see the soul itself is not binding, and soul has no connection with this material body. This material body is awarded to us just to satisfy our desire of sense gratification which we have, but otherwise the soul is not connected to the body, and therefore it cannot satisfy our real soul. Only bhakti can satisfy the real self, and that is we should always be aware that we cannot be satisfied by lust. And then we should meditate on Krishna's beauty, how Krishna is beautiful, think about Krishna's beauty, see the form of Krishna again and again, and hear about Krishna's beauty, qualities, chant nicely, serve the deity, serve pure devotees. So these things, if we do regularly and every day, then we will get rid of lust very easily and very quickly. And therefore we see that Krishna in all the temples of ISKCON is dressed very nicely in the morning, and again whole day we can see the pictures. Now the Chandan Yatra will start from 23rd, so devotees are now making Chandan Pesh. So in this way Chandan will be applied and so many beautiful decoration will come. So in Chaupati also we see Chandan Yatra, so many different Leelas are depicted there. So if we meditate on Krishna's beauty, we'll feel that our beauty is wellness, and Krishna is actually beautiful, but we need eyes to see that, because now what we see is our eyes which cannot see the spiritual things. So we need Chinmay eyes, not the eyes we have, the Jadya eyes which we have, or Manomay eyes which we can see. So this is one thing which we can do. And then we can think on ourselves also, that what is our size? We are 1,000, 1/10,000 part tip of the hair. So we are such insignificant, and even be of insignificant size, we want to enjoy a significant portion of this material world. So this is a contradiction which we have, and therefore we should think of how we are wandering through of this 84 lakh species and should get out of this. And then we should also think, I am an insignificant soul among infinite souls and a servant of all times of all of Krishna or Maya. So either we can be servant of Krishna or Maya, we cannot be at one side. And therefore, if we meditate on our identity as servant of Krishna, then naturally this propensity will go, because Krishna's servant is after serving others and doesn't look after his own service. And then one should also think that how we are afraid of disease, old age and death. So we are constantly afraid of disease, we are constantly afraid of old age and death. So our constant meditation should be how we can go back to Godhead, how we can do devotional service more. And if our meditation is more on that side, gradually our meditation on lust will gradually go on things that we like and we want to do for ourselves. And we also have difficulty in controlling our thoughts and walk. So we experience so many gross and subtle fall downs in our life, so we should take care of this. And we should reveal our mind to someone who is higher than us, and they can give us some practical solution for this. And then we should also know that we have so many anarthas, limiting beliefs, and poor thinking, images, emotions, bad attitude, bad habits and blocks. So gradually we should work on removing all these negative images which we have, the anarthas, beliefs which we have. The one of the beliefs which we have is that we cannot attain Krishna in this lifetime, or I cannot give up lust, and this is all limiting beliefs. Actually, if we think that we are spirit soul, then we should understand that this Krishna bhakti is in ourselves. It is not something which comes on outside. So we see in the Madhuri Lila also, chapter number 22nd, it's told that this is not something which is obtained from outside, it's within our heart. It has to be just awakened. So actually, we have to just work hard on developing this. If we do that, naturally all other things will come. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shavanadi Suddha Chitta Karaya Udai. So these things we should remember, that it is not something to be gained from outside and we can do. And therefore we should be humble that we are not be able to do, and that will give us rapid progress in the spiritual life, and that is a prerequisite for Nishtha also. If one is humble, then one can reach the goals of spiritual life very fast and very easily, and therefore one should can reach the level of Nishtha very fast. The level of Nishtha takes the most of the time, because the Anath Nivritti is the higher. The biggest time taking, and the anarthas which we have, like Rida Dorbalima, Asat Krishna, Tattva Vibrahma and Aparadha. These four things we should take care of very nicely, and then we can go much far. And thinking that we are great is a sure way to spiritual suicide. So pride comes before fall down. We should take care that we are not proud and should grow in humility. And we are dependent on Krishna for our success, which we should always remember and take care. And therefore, we should pass all what the glories we get to Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada and Krishna. Because even the speaking ability we get from Krishna. Last week also I visited one home There was a child who was 18 years of age and who could speak very nicely, but his whole body was deformed. He cannot even, he was always lying on the bed. Whole family used to serve that person because his age is very, now he's 18 years. But he can just speak. Other all functions cannot do. All the other functions. So Krishna has given us the ability to speak. Krishna has given us the ability to walk and other things. And so many people we see don't have that ability to see or walk and so many things. And therefore, we are dependent on Krishna for any success we get in this life and other life. And therefore, we should always be grateful for what we have received. And therefore, we should also embrace humility completely and spend many lives on Kanishtha level of love. So if we don't have this, then we'll be on the Kanishtha level. And Kanishtha level means one who loves to fight every occasion. Therefore, we should always get out of this and at least come to the Madhyama level. One who knows how to deal with others properly and deal with devotees properly. And he loves Krishna and he knows whom to preach and not. So this is the level where we should actually come to Madhyama level at least till the end of our life. That is what is success is. That is the platform of Nishtha. And from that, Asakti, Ruchi and all other stages come. And that is what we should do. So we'll just have some things like we have discussed on how lust is there, how we can get out of it. But then there is practically we can also develop a taste in holy name. So we'll just recite one prayer by Devkinandan Das, which is Vaishnava Shravan. How to surrender to Vaishnava? Like we saw that Mahat Sevaya, that is the key to everything. And this is the important thing which would say, Mahat Sevam Dharam Ahome Kutasa, say or service to Mahatmas opens doors to liberation. So Mahatmas are the person who will help us to get out of this whole circuit. So there's one question asked by some devotees, what we should do if we have limited time? Should we chant more? Should we do deity service or should we associate with devotees? So the answer is that if you associate with devotees, all the other things will happen because devotees is one who will give us the knowledge of what things should be done and not to be done. And therefore, this is to be done. So we'll just glorify devotees and take shelter of devotees so that we can have some inclination to follow them and can go forward. So I will just tell this prayer and then I'll just tell the meaning and then we'll have some time if for questions. Otherwise, we'll end the class. So this is written by Devkinandan Das Thakur. Vrindavana vasi chat vaishnavera gan pratham vandana kori sabar charan neelachala vasi chat mahaprabhu ragan brumite podiye bandhu sabar charan navadipa vasi chat mahapurura bhakta sabar charan bandhu hoya anurakta mahapurura bhakta chat gaura desa siti सबर चरण बंधु कौरिया प्रणीति दे देशे पौसे गौरांगे रे गणे ऊर्ध बाहु कौरी बंधु सबर चरणे होया छे न होई बे न प्रभु जत दोष जत दास सबर चरण बंधु दाता करी घासा ब्रह्मांड तारिते शक्ति धर जन जन ये वेद पुराणे गुण गाये ये बसुन महाप्रभु रे गण सब पतित पवन ताई लोभ मुई पापी लोई नु शरण वृंदावन वंदन कौरी ते मुई कोटो शक्ति धरी तुम बुद्धि दोषे मई तंब मात्र कौरी तथापि मुखे रे भाग्य मनेर उल्लास दोष शमीमो उद्धम अधम कौरी निज दस सर्ववांश सिद्धि होई जम बंद छूटे जगत दुर्लभ होये प्रेम धन लूटे मनेर वसन पूर्ण अचिरत होये देवकी नंद दास ये लोभ लोभ होये लभे लभे कहे. So translation is, first of all, I offer my obeisances to the feet of all the Vaishnavas living in Vrindavan. Falling to the ground, I offer my obeisances to the feet of all Mahaprabhu's followers who reside in Jagannath Puri. With deep loving attachment, I honor the lotus feet of all these devotees of Mahaprabhu who live in Navadvipa. I pray and offer my obeisances to the feet of all the followers of Mahaprabhu who live anywhere in Bengal. With upraised arms, I pray to the feet of all of Gauranga's followers in whichever country they may live. With a straw between my teeth, I pray to the lotus feet of all the Mahaprabhu servants, as many as have been or ever will be. Everyone has heard the Vedas and the Puranas sing the glories of Vaishnavas, each and every one of whom possesses the power to deliver the entire universe. Since all the devotees of Mahaprabhu are the deliverers of the fallen souls, I have eagerly come to take shelter of their lotus feet. Even though I am the most sinful person, what power do I possess to glorify the Vaishnavas? My doing is simply a display of my arrogance, a product of my ignorant mind. Yet this dumb fallen soul will consider himself fortunate and become happy if all of you forgive my offenses and accept me as your servant. Those who take shelter of the Vaishnavas see all their desires fulfilled, and they can easily escape the punishment of Yamaraj. They can then plunder the treasury love of God, which is extremely rare in this material world. All the desires of such devotees are quickly fulfilled. Greedy for their mercy, Devkinanda Dasa glorifies the Vaishnavas. So in this way, we should glorify Vaishnavas and take their mercy. And then again, there is the prayer by Haridas Thakur for Nama Kripa, which we can also recite. Kripa Kari Nama Rupe Amara Jivaye Nirantara Nacha Prabhu Dhari Tava Paye Rakha Iha Lao Taha Tava Ichha Mata Yaho Rakha Deha Mora Karna Nama Mrita Jagajana Nama Dite Tava Avatare Jagajana Maje More Karu Angikare Amito Adhama Tumi Adhama Tarana Ubhaya Sambandha Ehi Patita Pavana Acheda Sambandhe Ehi Tomaya Amaya Yara Bale Nama Mrita Ye Adhama Chaya. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you. You may keep me in this world or take me in your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. You have descended to this world to distribute holy names. So kindly also consider me one of those you are intended to bless. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to uplift the lowest. This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen. On the strength of this unbreakable connection between us, O Lord, I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name. So, thank you very much. I will beg any, if I have done anything wrong or forgive offenses. Apradha sarasthani kirentana nusamaya dasa miti maa matva kamsa nusuna. So, beg forgiveness if I have done anything wrong. And if you have any questions, we have at least 5 minutes you could take. Or if nothing, then we can close the class. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for nicely explained. Can you again explain that same thing? Eyes and thinking, something you told me.
So for lust, eyes is the main culprit. So when we start with the eyes, so what happens is, then we look again and again, and then contemplation starts. And I think this is very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.62 and 63, which we had also discussed. So I will just go to the verse also again.
Yeah.
So while contemplating sense objects, one develops attachment for them. So when we see with our eyes now again and again, the things register, and if gets registered, then we contemplate on it. And when we contemplate on the things, now we start meditating on it, and there is the problem with the eyes, and therefore, first of all, we should control our eyes. Like we had asked Gauram, once Gauram Prabhu told in class that whenever you go to the roads, you should keep your head down and walk. Because nowadays there are so many billboards, and what they see, we don't know. So, and once our eyes see, then there is a, our propensity is again to see again and again that thing, even if it's not good for us. So therefore, and then after seeing, we think on it. That is another harmful. And after think, we meditate. So there is another harmful thing which we do, and then reflect. So sometimes we reflect positively or sometimes we reflect negatively, but positively or negatively, what we reflect on, if it's not good, then ultimately the result is bad only. So therefore, it all starts with eyes, especially for us. So we should not contemplate on sense objects first of all, and we should rectify. If we want to actually see, we should see the with the eyes the deities of the Lord, and therefore Lord is very beautiful here. I think you got the point. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai.